Orthopedics, audio guide number 21. During the 18th and early 19th centuries, a person with a broken bone or a dislocation was more likely to have been treated by an unqualified practitioner than a surgeon. Most surgeons would have had no training in orthopedics unless they had some wartime experiences. The unqualified practitioners were sometimes called bone setters and varied in skill and ability. Towards the end of the 19th century, the training of surgeons improved, and some specialised in orthopaedics. The first orthopaedic surgeon to the Worcester Infirmary was appointed in 1919. This case contains some of the fittings used to replace knee and hip joints and the tools needed for these operations. On the bottom shelf are some Victorian orthopaedic objects, including a platform boot for a person with a deformed leg, and some leg and arm splints.